G'day, it's Blair Hughes here from Audio Boom, the world's leading spoken word audio platform, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. But more on that later. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Blair Hughes, you'll know that I'm a passionate and enthusiastic promoter and educator of all of the creative and exciting things happening globally in fan engagement and fan experience within the sports business. On each Fanalyze podcast, I'm going to share a quick roundup from around the grounds on what's making a buzz for fans with regards to fan engagement activations and how stadiums, arenas and teams are transforming the fan experience. From iBeacons, virtual reality and wearables to connected stadiums, biometric fingerprint, fast access screening and craft beer and tasty stadium grub, I hope these quick updates keep you informed and inspired by what the creative crews from these teams and stadiums are doing in this area. So let's get the first roundup started in a look back on the week that was in fan engagement. Let's start with the US and the Green Bay Packers in the NFL. They've had a really cool idea in the past week with their Letters to Lambeau, which is their way to get fans to send in a letter to the team, or also for younger fans or even older fans as well, to be able to draw a picture for the team as well, to just show a bit of support. And all those letters go off to the team in the NFL playoffs at the moment as well. Also in the US, the Packers have done another cool thing, which is their NFL Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame for fans. So they've got a fan Hall of Fame, which is a really good idea for any club out there that wants to find a way to reward their fans. Moving on to the UK, and a couple of interesting things during the week with Reading FC, who have partnered with West Berkshire Brewing Company. This is a good one if you're a craft beer fan. They have partnered to have the fans basically think of the name for the brand of the beer and also for the name of the beer to have in the stadium. So a really cool idea there for fans who want to be able to drink a nice craft beer in the stands there at Reading. Also a really interesting thing during the week was that Nottingham Forest released not only an adults match day program for their clash against Queen's Park Rangers, but also released a kids version as well. So an interesting little idea there as well for kids who wanted to be able to get a more youthful match day program for them, with more interesting things specifically for kids there. There was also, during the week, Southampton offered their fans, just on the beer again, it must have been a big week for beer over there in England, has been that Southampton offered 2-for-1 beers at St Mary's, which, if you're a fan and you like beer, that's probably a pretty good offer there as well for you. Tottenham also had a really interesting one where they allowed fans to be able to pick the actual song that was played during the warm-up and during the game there at White Hart Lane, which is a simple idea. Put it out on Twitter, get fans to basically tweet in what song they want to play, get the team pumped up and get the other fans pumped up as well. It doesn't cost anything, and a brilliant idea there as well. Moving on to Australia, and this month in the A-League, kids have been allowed free access to matches all across Australia for the A-League, which is a great idea. The MCG has installed and is now running free Wi-Fi for fans in Melbourne at the Melbourne Cricket Ground there for match days. And Sydney's ANZ Stadium, just on the topic of food and drink as well, has also introduced healthy options including gluten-free and vegan food, as well as opened a new bar catering for craft beer crowd called the Cross Bar, which features 16 craft beer varieties. So there has been a bit of a theme in terms of the craft beer on this one, but I guess that's just one area where stadiums are starting to realise that they can up the fan experience by giving fans those types of things that they want, and craft beer is huge in Australia as it is in the US and the UK as well. Melbourne City have followed on from the great work that the Etihad Stadium in Manchester has for Manchester City with City Square. I've been lucky enough to check that out in the Etihad at Manchester, and Melbourne City now have done a great activation with their fan zone here as well, taking inspiration from the Manchester one. And also Canberra Raiders have done a really interesting one in the NRL, getting fans to actually design the 2016 jersey for the Raiders there. And I've seen a couple of really interesting designs and some also really interesting creative colours, and ones that probably would not make the field, but maybe for the Auckland Nines, where the jersey designs are a bit unique there as well. One last thing, Cricket Australia is improving the fan experience by offering better food options with their Field of Flavours initiative around the grounds for the one-day games coming up, starting this weekend in Melbourne. There's been one previously as well that's already kicked off. And they're having food vans and lots of different flavours and foods around there as well for fans who want to be able to get some gourmet options at the grounds. Okay, so there you have a quick update on what's making news in fan engagement and fan experience. If you see any good ideas in this space, or if you would like to learn more about how Audio Boom works with major sporting teams to allow them to record, upload, share and monetise their audio, then please touch base at Twitter at Mr. Blair Hughes or via email blair@audioboom.com. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend, everyone.